how do you introduce your children to the idea of a heat wave, for example? Because there is going to be a lot of hot weather around and it is quite serious, but how do you put that in child-friendly terms? Well, this is how a gentleman by the name of Bryce Corbett does it.
The lowdown.
If you've got a fan somewhere in your house, this weekend would probably be a good time to whip it out and dial it up, as the Weather Bureau is predicting temperatures could reach as high as 50 degrees across parts of central and southeastern Australia.
And he's not wrong here.
Brizzy and Sydney are in the firing line of the heatwave too this weekend, with temperatures expected to hover between the mid to high 30s. Eww. The Weather Bureau has told us all to stay in the shade, drink lots of water, and remember to social distance, which is, like, totally fine. No one wants to be near another human in 40-degree heat.
It's totally true. But how do you convey something as big as that in such easy-to-understand, approachable, and in no way patronising form? Because this is one of the challenges I find when I try to talk with younger people, as opposed to talking down to younger people. Well, Bryce Corbett is the man who you heard there. This is the podcast Squiz Kids, made just for kids. As a journalist, Bryce, was it a tricky transition to make to go from grown-up talk to age anyone talk?
Oh, look, rather disturbingly, probably it wasn't that difficult. I don't know what that says about me, but I kind of, you know, I have two kids and I've always just put it through the filter of, well, how would I explain this big news story to them? And I think it's all about striking that balance between patronising, because you don't want to patronise kids, and informing them. You know, one of the overriding principles of Squiz Kids has always been make it fun. Mm-hmm. You've got to make it fun and engaging and upbeat. So it's really about finding the right tone, I guess, too.
Where did it come from, the idea?
So the Squiz is a daily news podcast and email that goes out for adults, and it was about 12 months ago. We were talking about, well, you know, we had lots and lots of parents or adults who listened to that podcast and came to us and said, "Have you considered doing something for kids?" And I'm a journalist, as you say, of some 25 years experience, and I was watching my kids with a rising sense of horror as they are entering tweendom. And they have very little exposure to the news in the way that I guess certainly my generation did.
Which was
newspapers were lying around the house, you know, as a given. The 6 p.m. news was just on every single night. Mm-hmm. And that was a habit that seemed to be becoming less and less a part of kids' daily lives. And, you know, as a journo, you kind of, you know, that horrified me a little bit, because the information they were getting from the YouTube channel they were watching, or the Facebook or the Instagram feed they were on. And I felt, you know, in an era of fake news, it's increasingly important for kids to be media literate, and I think probably we grew up and by osmosis we learnt to become critical consumers of news and mm-hmm. critical consumers of information, and we learned, even probably without knowing it, to work out, to discern, you know, a motive behind the information that we were being given. And I just worried that kids weren't getting those very basic skills. And seemed to me like it was time to create a daily news podcast for kids.
Well, along it came, and how well it's done. You've just won an award, Bryce.
Yes, we have. Yeah,
at the weekend just gone.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Gold medal at the Australian Podcast Awards for Best Family Podcast. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, king of the kids. Yeah, well, who knew, huh? It's great. It's immensely gratifying. And, you know, the thing about podcasting is it's a very, very solitary exercise, because every night you sit there in your bedroom or in the spare room, as it is at our house.
And with the egg carton soundproofing?
Yeah, not even. And I happen to be rather unfortunately live under a flight path. And so I'm always saying to people, if you could only hear the outtakes, you could hear the outtakes of Squiz Kids, because it's like 11 o'clock at night and I'm like, so yeah, it's a pretty solitary existence when you're producing these podcasts. So immensely gratifying to receive an award like that. And then, but just sort of generally, you know, like we have a segment of the podcast called Shoutouts, which was all about, You know Miss Helena during Romper Room? Oh, maybe you're not old enough to remember. You don't know. She's looking at me vaguely, blankly. Sorry. Yeah, it's all right. No, that's all right. But Miss Helena from Romper Room used to read out names of kids. Like at the end of it, she would look into the magic mirror and say, I can see Kat and I can see Bryce. And, you know, and I sat there for years when I was younger and she never ever called out Bryce. I was devastated. But we have this this birthday shout-out function at the end of Squiz Kids, where kids who are having a birthday on that day send an email in and I'll give them a shout-out. And I'll generally, you know, say, you know, happy birthday to Kat from Brisbane. On any given day now, you know, we'll have 20, 30 names in there, and they just across the gamut of the country, you know, like they're all over the country. And last week I had a kid listening in Kenya and I had a kid writing to me from Singapore.
Oh, and fantastic.
Yeah. And so it is, you know, quite humbling and, immensely gratifying.
Bryce Corbett is your guest. He is a podcaster, has been a journalist for a very long period of time. Podcasts for grown-ups, but for children too. Squiz Kids is the podcast that's just been awarded gold at the Australian Podcast Awards for Best Family Podcast. And Bryce, as you say, you sort of came up with this idea born out of a fear for what was happening to your tweenage approaching children. Who are you talking to with this podcast? Which age range?
It's kind of settled in the kind of 8 to 12 year olds, so primary schools. And what's been really pleasing too has been the take up in schools. We know that lots and lots of teachers are using Squiz Kids as a part of their daily lesson plan. So we also do classroom shout outs every day, and so we'll do, you know, a shout out to class 6M in Nuriyup or something or other. And we know that teachers are using it a lot for the simple purpose of exposing their students to what's going on in the world, but in a way that's kind of bite-sized. And, you know, we're very careful about the stuff that we put on there. I mean, we do the big news stories of the day, but we do them in a way that is non-threatening. You know, it's as a parent, I will often watch the 6 p.m. news with my kids, with my finger hovered over the mute button, waiting to go, oh, that's not appropriate. Mm-hmm. Or I don't really want to be explaining all of that to you after this report's gone to air. So we're careful about story selection, but we're also careful to include in there, you know, lots of stuff that kids love, like animal news. They love animal news. There's lots of stuff about space because we know kids are fascinated with space, there's science, there's environment. You know, we just sort of mix it up. Pop culture. You know, we have to, you got to take the mountain to them a little bit. You can't just assume they're going to be fascinated with the machinations of federal politics. And so you talk to them about YouTube and gaming and a whole lot of singers and artists whom I've never encountered
this
before.
This is like the podcast I've been waiting for. But anyway, it says a lot about me and my mental age. But Bryce, I'm just curious, is there a topic that you wouldn't touch?
You know, the overriding principle is if we think, you know, or if I think a kid is going to be left feeling more anxious after having heard the podcast than when beforehand, then we wouldn't touch it.
So how do you do something like the coronavirus?
Yeah, well, we've obviously, you can't ignore it. I mean, it's been the biggest story of the year, so it's impossible to ignore. And so we've tended to focus more, I guess, on the science of it and explaining the science of it, or talking about the breakthroughs in terms of the vaccines. There's always a kind of a very optimistic rather than pessimistic tone to the stuff that we... It's all about, we just don't want to induce any more fear than is necessary amongst kids.
So what sort of feedback are you getting from parents then?
Yeah, parents are loving it. And I think because, you know, podcast is good because it's not a screen, and lots of parents are looking for stuff that they can put on with their kids, and it's kind of electronic, but it doesn't involve a screen. So that's proven to be really good. And I think this idea of a safe space, you know, they've come to trust that they can stick it on and, you know, 10 minutes. And it's being used a lot on school runs, for example. Like, we make it 10 minutes because we know that's what the average school run will be. So lots of parents listening along in the car. And we have a quiz at the end of every episode too, which is a kind of a listening comprehension device. You know, this is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening and ask questions about what we've just spoken about during the podcast.
Bryce Corbett is the gentleman that you're hearing about this afternoon, and his podcast, Squiz Kids. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane. Where to from here? You've won the award. You've got the international listenership. You're part of the curriculum almost.
Yeah,
what's next in your plan for world domination?
None of it was planned. So where to next is just sort of like to like hobble my way to Christmas and enjoy the school holiday break. And then we've got some ideas for programming into the new year. We're very happy and we're lucky to have the support of the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas. So, you know, they underwrite us and they've been really happy with what we've managed to achieve. And so we'll be kind of expanding and getting another staff member on board, which is going to be enormously helpful for me. So start to develop, I think, some resources for classrooms, which seems to be where it's heading.
What do you say to anyone who's listening thinking, I've got a great idea for a podcast? Pay my mortgage with it?
No, you cannot. Absolutely cannot. No. I think, you know, the barriers to entry for podcasts are really quite low. You know, you buy a microphone and you plug it into your laptop, you have some software and away you go. But I would also say there's a lot out there. There's a lot of them out there. And yeah, the monetizing of them is kind of, that's the tricky bit. Mm. Yeah. That's the bit that I think that's the piece of the puzzle that hasn't yet dropped for podcasts.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
How has all of this altered or improved or changed your life as a dad, given it was sort of your dad hat that got you to think about this bright idea with your journalism background?
Yeah.
Now you've been doing this. Where are you now?
Well, I mean, I'm rather shamelessly exploited by children in the podcast. You hear their voices every day and they kind of introduce the different segments. My daughter does a cooking segment called Rosie's Recipes. And,
oh, does she?
Yes, she does.
Oh, can you send me one of Rosie's recipes then?
I can.
I should do that because I do a recipe on a Friday.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at the remarkable work that you've done here.
Yeah, so behind Bryce in the studio, if you've just joined in, is what is supposed to be Ruth's Russian fudge, but instead is...
It looks like something that's come from a hospital, waste
tray.
It tastes
good.
I'm sure it does.
Our taste testers gave it
full marks. I'm very looking forward to having some of
that. For flavour, but it's just not really fudge consistency. okay, so I'll try one of
Rosie's recipes. And so the kids send recipes in for Rosie to try. And so she cooks up different recipes and we post them on the website every other week.
So it's actually brought you better together as a family.
Yeah, it has. It's really nice. And then my son, whose name is Flynn, middle name Xavier, we call him Fox. There's a segment in there called What's Up Fox, and he does a book review every week and talks about songs that he's listening to and TV shows he's watching.
Oh, so, this is great. And I should tell you the smile on Bryce's face as he's talking about his kids, of which he's obviously very proud.
I am. I'm very lucky. They're good kids.
Scene is gorgeous. Bryce, congratulations on the award on the podcast.
Thank you.
And making a bright idea a reality. It's been wonderful to hear a bit more about Squiz Quiz this afternoon.
It's been wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Squiz Kids is available wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out and keep an eye on the name Bryce Corbett. Big things ahead by the sound of it for next year.